ABC Radio Australia.
Darren Lockyer's bold purchase of UK rugby league club, the London Broncos, has dominated headlines in recent weeks. His plan to haul the second-tier club back to the top-flight English Super League has been dubbed by some as rugby league's answer to Welcome to Wrexham, the hit doco series which follows a Welsh football club's journey up the ranks of English soccer. It remains to be seen whether Lockyer's project will draw a similar appeal, but one place that has well and truly jumped on board is Papua New Guinea. Lockyer has recruited several PNG national players to help fulfil his Super League ambitions, and PNG fans have flocked to the club's fan page to show their support. To find out more, I'm joined by one of the London Broncos fan page administrators, Adam Perry, who joins us on the line from the UK. Adam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Carl. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, I'm actually a member of your fan page myself, having clicked the follow button somewhat recently, and I know I'm not the only one who's done that since Lockyer's purchase. Give us a general idea, if you can, of just how many new members have come aboard and how many of them are from PNG.
It's been great. I mean, this fan page has been going pretty much since the start of Facebook, so we notice when we get a lot of new members, and we certainly have had probably about, I'd say, 400 or 500 over the last couple of months since the whole change, the whole move, and obviously the inclusion of lots of PNG players into the team for next year.
Yeah, no, it is fantastic. I think I was looking last night, and there was currently listed at about 2,200 members on the fan page at the moment. Has the activity really ramped up, I suppose, compared to what it was like prior to Lockyer's purchase?
It has. I mean, because I've got a bit of prior knowledge about the sort of PNG market, I knew that it would do because, you know, PNG is kind of legendary when it comes to rugby league and England. Obviously, everyone down under knows about PNG and all the players. But, you know, having a country whose national sport is actual rugby league is really exciting. And, you know, it's not like PNG kind of permutates much of our lives over down here in the UK. But for rugby league, it certainly does. And to have a lot of new fans, it's really exciting. It really is. I know, Carl, that a lot of our fans have said, why don't we get the huge PNG community in the UK involved? I had to kind of explain that there really isn't one. There's not much of a PNG diaspora. So, you know, there were all lots of plans. Let's get the whole community down and watch a game. I said, well, you might struggle a little bit with that. But let's get people in PNG involved themselves.
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to learning a bit more about your Melanesian connections a little bit later in the chat. But I suppose just first, give us an idea of what the general feeling of the club is like at the moment. Is there a fair bit of optimism compared to what there might have been over the last decade or so?
I mean, you can't compare it. I've been a Broncos fan for about 30 years, and we've played at about 20 different places, 25 different places. We've had lots of different owners. And whilst, you know, our recent owners have done their very best, they've done a great job. The last time probably we felt as excited was at the end of the last century. We had Richard Branson, who owned the club. We made a big final at Wembley Stadium, which was a huge, probably still the biggest day for the club since then. But with Darren Lockyer's involvement, you know, one of the biggest legends in rugby league, a proper rugby league name, proper rugby league man. I don't think I've ever heard so many rugby league fans south of Wigan so excited. It's been, you know, everybody cannot wait now. We really are just busting to get down there at the start of next year.
Yes, you did mention Mr. Branson and obviously Darren Lockyer. He's not the first person to not the first high profile person I should say who's purchased this team. He's obviously doing things I guess a little bit more creatively than people in the past. But do you think as someone who's watched the team for a long time, is there anything that he can do I guess to maybe avoid some of the past mistakes of the previous owners have made?
Yeah, well, it's tough. London is a tough market. You know, soccer is obviously king, and then we've got so many soccer teams, big Premier League teams, rugby union, cricket, you know, even ice hockey people are going to watch. So it's a tough ask, but with, you know, we need that marketing skill, that marketing knowledge, which I think Lockyer and his colleagues from Down Under will bring. That's really important. It needs to be a project. It needs to be more long-term. And from what I've heard and from what everyone's heard, that's what we think it's going to be. again, I think putting roots down, London Broncos have moved around quite a lot over the last 40, 50 years. We've got a great little home in South London. I'm actually from North London, so the other side. But, you know, ultimately, we just want somewhere to call home. We've got a huge catchment area. There isn't another, I think some other teams might grumble at me saying this, but there's not another huge rugby league team for another 300 kilometres probably.
Yes.
North of London. So we, you know, it's about getting the community not only in South London, in Wimbledon, which I guess a lot of your listeners will know because of the tennis, but it's about bringing people from all around the south of England, the southeast, bringing them together. And that's a big job. You know, we're talking tens of millions of people, and it's a tough marketing job, but it sounds like he's saying all the right things and he's getting the experts in. You know, we've been there and have done it all before, but this is sounding pretty much as good as I've heard for a very long time.
No, that's great to hear. And look, at I can you mentioned some of those challenges with soccer, and I imagine living in the north of London and driving all that way to the south, you'd go past a lot of soccer or football clubs on the way.
There's a lot, yeah.
Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier that you do have an interesting Melanesian connection. Can you tell us about some of the outreach work you've done, and particularly with the West Papuan Rugby League team?
Sure, of course. So I actually lived in Sydney 2006, 2007, and I'd not heard about the cause of West Papua up until then. You know, I obviously heard of PNG, but I found out a lot about it when I lived in Sydney. When I came back to the UK, I reached out to the West Papuan community. We have a chap called Benny Wender, who is the leader of the Free West Papua campaign globally. Him and his wonderful family live in Oxford. I became friends with them. And I did a lot of fundraising, put on some concerts, but obviously my passion is sport, in particular rugby league. So I reached out to some of the guys in PNG who actually started a team. I think we're probably talking 8-9 years ago, originally called the West Papua Warriors. They're now the One Papua Warriors. And they came over to the UK 4 or 5 years ago in a nines competition. They absolutely destroyed it. They beat everybody. but since then, I've been advocating for the Warriors and for West Papua All Sports. So rugby league, rugby union, you know, when we have Pacific teams down here, we have the World Cup here and everything, always going along with my West Papua flag. But still involved in the campaign deeply. It's something I'm really, really passionate about. And, you know, and a lot of people in PNG, obviously, very passionate about. And we're hoping that we can use all these guys coming over to, you know, to help, I guess, raise awareness of not only the West Papua Warriors, but the cause of West Papua full stop.
Yeah, it's incredible that your worlds have been able to collide in this way. And I understand you even had a chat with Jason Demetrio somewhat recently and told him a bit about it. Is that right?
I did. I told him a bit about it because, you know, Jason, he obviously, you know, he's comes in and out of PNG and he's probably not aware of the whole bigger picture and the community. So I told him about it. He was really interested. It was great to meet him. So accessible, you know. He came down just before Christmas. We had a fans group get together and he came down and talked to fans, and I had my One Papua Warriors shirt on, as I often do. And I was just telling him about it. And I know a lot of the guys who play for the Warriors also know some of the guys who are coming over to play for the Broncos next year. So hopefully we can have a good chat with them and, you know, and see what we can do with that.
Yeah, it's great to hear that the Broncos are already doing some outreach work with the fans. Now, let's talk some on-field stuff quickly because we are running out of time, but obviously the season begins in January. Look, it's really exciting. But I'll tell you, I've got to say, I've read some things online which basically, you know, I even saw a headline earlier on today which said this might be the greatest championship team ever assembled. Do you agree with that, or does it make you nervous? Or like, give us an idea of how hard the championship division is to win and get out of.
So the championship is hard, and we've now got, they've kind of brought in the second and the third tier all as one. So we've got some new teams as well, and it is tough. It's really, really tough. You've got some big, really famous old teams in there. And I think people probably are maybe getting overexcited. I don't want to get too overexcited and don't want to get too cocky right now, because we have got some great players. We've got some incredible talent. Obviously, a lot of guys who have come over from the Hunters. We've got about seven PNG players who have come. We've got Campbell Gillard, a prop who's, you know, over 250 games in the NRL. Some great young British talent that we've had for a few years. Look, it's we've got to keep our feet firmly on the ground, but we are really excited. And hopefully, you know what, wins brings more fans in, and that's what we're hoping for. But you can probably hear I'm pretty excited and quite hopeful for, you know, for success this year.
Oh, look, I think we all are. I haven't been to London for about 12 or 15 years, but I've got a reason to go back now. That's
you,
for sure.
You certainly do.
Adam, that's all we've got time for, but thanks so much for jumping on the phone at 8:30 PM where it is in your time at the moment. It was great chatting and I look forward to, can't wait to see how the season unfolds.
Great to speak to you. Thanks so much.
That was Adam Perry, a lifelong London Broncos fan and administrator of the London Broncos Facebook fan page.